Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on our program. Lance Nicolai is with us. He is a mentalist who will be at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield coming up on Saturday, November 6th in a 7 p.m. show. It's part of their Locals and Legends series, and wanted to visit a little bit about his program coming up here. Lance, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Well, very good. Well, I noticed you didn't ask me how I was because you probably already know, right?
Exactly.
That's how this is going to work today. All right. You have been, tell me about being a mentalist. How did you get into this line of work?
Well, it's basically like something I've kind of developed over my entire lifetime, you know. You kind of start playing those games as a kid where, you know, you put a hand, something in your hand and, you know, your brother does that and you try to guess it. And whoever loses kind of has to do the chores. You know, it kind of started out like that, and you know, you just kind of develop certain techniques on trying to read what other people are thinking.
I suppose in some cases it's just a matter of having a certain talent. Some people just have the ability to be able to shoot a basketball real well, and some people are able to do what you do real well.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy. I mean, it's kind of like my show, I basically, my whole message is if you believe in yourself, if you believe in something that you want to do, I believe that you can achieve it. And that's what I am all for. So,
how do you train for something like this?
Well, it's, you know, I have a wife, and, you know, it really is hard to tell what she's thinking some of the times. So that's a really great trick, and you know, she knows all my tricks and my trades, so sometimes it's really difficult to crack her mind, but if I can do that, I know I'm doing something right.
And sometimes you just don't want to tell her you can read her mind, right?
Yeah.
That's all about relationship building, but that's a whole different career path, so we'll stay away from that. All right. Well, you spend a lot of time traveling to do a lot of these different shows?
Yeah, I mean, I do them throughout the you know, the Midwest area. I don't go too far out of the Midwest area, but I've been down in Galena, Illinois, which is a big tourist place, and they've had me for a couple dinner shows here in the past year. But yeah, I get around to about any state around Iowa.
Lance, I want to throw this out there, too, because I want to make sure people understand what we're talking about here today, because I know there's some folks who maybe have gone to some of these, let's say, for example, these hypnotist shows, and sometimes people get a little embarrassed about maybe what they've done or what they've realized that they've done later on. You are not a hypnotist, correct?
That is correct. Everything that I do, you're in full control. You'll definitely remember for the rest of your life, and I hope that, you know, it's stories that you tell your grandchildren when you get older. I mean, that's my goal of my show.
But your show is audience participation.
Yep, I have plenty of participation. You know, I do a lot of proms. This past year, I did 5 proms, and you know, I get about, you know, 20 people that come up and, you know, think of stuff and different things like that on stage. So, I mean, if this is something that you want to really participate with, you know, this is a show for you. If this is something that you want to sit back and just watch, perfect for you as well.
Sure. It's a lot of wonder, but is there comedy involved then too?
Yeah, I mean, there's some, to be honest, I'm like not a comedian, but I do have some situational humor that I do. But really it is about reading minds and having a great experience.
Sure. So do you ever run into people who are maybe a little bit leery about being your friend or a close friend when they realize what you do for a living?
You know, sometimes they get taken back, but, you know, it's something I don't, like, in my normal life, it's not something I, you know, tap into too much. You know, sometimes people don't like to have their personal thoughts revealed, but, you know, you're just comfortable with them and, you know, respect them. That's why sometimes in my show, I have people write things down just to make sure that it's kind of like a contract, you know, whatever they write down, they're giving me that permission to try to read into or guess. So
sure. And we're not going to dig deep into all your personal secrets and things. We're not going to throw your bank account numbers and those kinds of things out there. This is all meant to be fun, to be an informational show as well. It seems to a certain extent, but each show I assume is probably just a little bit different simply because your audiences are always different.
You know, that's perfect. Like I do when I was down in Galena, you know, I have different ages, you know, from people who are, you know, in their 50s or 60s to, you know, young kids. And it's very interesting to kind of see how they react because they react totally different. But it's really building that connection and that rapport with them to try to just kind of get into, you know, some my intuition on what they're trying to think about.
Okay. Can you give us maybe some examples of the types of things that you'll do?
Well, I like to have a couple people think of certain things that are great, like the greatest gift that they've ever received, you know, a best friend's name. You know, I do some, you know, predictions. I have some audience members, you know, think of some things, and, you know, I have a prediction ready to see if I'm correct. And I do have some other, you know, mysterious things that you're going to have to come to the show and just see to believe.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we want to try this on the radio. I guess we could, but you had sent me a little note about an exercise that we could do here just kind of for fun. Should we give it a shot?
Yeah, let's do this. And just to kind of give the audience members or anybody at home listening, I'm going to try to guess, you know, one of your favorite Disney movies, and this is a classic Disney movie, and I did send you a list of about, I would say, maybe 30 to 40 different Disney movies that are classics, because if I don't know the Disney movie, it's going to be very hard for me to guess it. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have that Disney movie in mind?
I do.
Okay. Do you have it written down anywhere?
I do not.
Okay. What I want you to do is if you could just either quickly write it down or if you just know the spelling very, very well, if there's the in the title, that's very important. So for like if you're thinking of The Lion King, it's The Lion King, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. What I want you to do is I want you to see, if you have it written down, I want you to just really look at it and just spell the title of the movie in your mind, not out loud. If you did it out loud, this would be pretty easy.
Yes, it would. All right.
All right. Perfect. Now, I'm going to call out a couple letters. Normally, I would do this in person, but I'm going to try this. Some of the letters I'm going to pick up on in your word, if it's anywhere in your word, you give me a yes. If it's nowhere in the word, you just give me a no. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The first letter I'm picking up is an A.
No.
Okay. Maybe a different vowel, an O then.
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. An N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an E?
Yes.
All right, get in there. A G?
Yes.
A K?
Yes.
Okay, an I?
No.
No. I want you to think of this movie. I want you to just say the movie in your head, just in your head. Are there animals in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking of The Jungle Book?
That's the one.
Perfect. Good job.
That is
you
it.
You really know how to send these letters over the phone.
Well, I have a hidden talent, I guess, that nobody really saw. That's great. Now if I could just parlay that would be awesome.
Exactly. But like I said, these are some of the things I do. I kind of explain to the audience that, you know, I'm kind of like, if you think of a carpenter, the carpenter knows how to do a bunch of different things. And whatever the task is at hand, you know, he pulls out the right tool. So what I do on stage is I have these techniques, and I just have to pull out the right technique at a certain time.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And again, it's not meant to embarrass anyone by any means. It's meant to just have fun and kind of amaze people a little bit with, you know, how sometimes we're a little bit more transparent than we think.
Exactly.
Very good. Show's coming up on Saturday, November 6th. It'll be a 7 p.m. show at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. They have some great shows and some great crowds there. Tickets are $15 for adults. Now, it's free admission for students, high school and younger, and you can go online to get those tickets at warrenculturalcenter.com, or you can get them at the door as well. But I didn't need to tell Lance that. He probably already knew that.
Exactly.
All right. Lance Nicolai, mentalist. Sounds like a fun show. Hope you have a great crowd and a great show. It sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Good luck to you.
Thank you.